Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August the 9th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter, November beans down 7 cents, and September wheat down a nickel. Currently, we've got the crude oil up 25 cents a barrel. Gold and silver are a little bit higher. The dollar steady. Overnight, we were a little bit firmer. The crop ratings on the beans left unchanged. But the corn was reduced 2 percentage points. You know, I think the corn being reduced now is a matter of the crop maturing, maybe a little bit of dryness out there. But for the most part, the crops are still in excellent, excellent shape out here. Finishing the night session lower, I think we saw a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday. We were higher across the board yesterday. Maybe we'll be a little bit lower here today. We did sell another 120,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That's the ninth day in a row we've seen exports. I can't remember this many exports this early in the season, and I think it bodes well. I think we're also going to see problems in Brazil continue with their corn, and we believe corn prices are heading north in Brazil, and they certainly maybe look to the U.S. to import some corn, which could be a big feature in these markets in the months to come. The other crop ratings, the beans, like I said, left unchanged, indicating how good that crop is. We've got winter wheat virtually harvested, 94% harvested. Spring wheat condition unchanged. We've got 30% harvested versus 18 on average. So we don't see any real problems out here. Now the weather, it looked like yesterday somebody had changed the forecast about 11:30. But, you know, again, nothing's really changed that I can see. We're looking at rains Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday in the Midwest. We're going to see a couple of spikes in temps to the lower 90s, but accompanied by rains, so we don't see any problems there. We believe the crop is ahead of time, so if we get through the next couple of weeks without any real heat and with some rains, I think this crop is pretty well made out here. The U of I came out with an article about this problem with the corn, with the tips not filling out to the end, and they claim that it really won't have any effect on yield, that it's not an indication of a problem with the crop. And they had a pretty good explanation, but suffice it to say that most are still looking for big, big corn crops out here with big yields. We'll get the reports on Friday. Again, I don't think the reports can be anywhere near as bearish as FC Stone or Informa. I think they'll raise the corn. I think they'll leave the beans alone for the time being. But certainly we're looking at big, big crops out here. Can we rally in the light of big crops? I think we can. Until we get into the harvest, hopefully we're trying to forge out some bottoms here and we can see some higher prices. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.